Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Some kind of a permanent state of affairs. Why did you choose this name?
Status quo means, in the Latin form, it means us as we are. So the status means your rank, your position. The quo means an unaltered condition. It's politics, it means the existing state of affairs. We like the meaning of it, thanks. We like the meaning of that, you know, although there was no thing of creating a meaning, it was just like the sound. And it went with the band.
Yeah,
and now we've got the name Status Quo, we can say, oh, it means all these things, and it's great, you know.
How did you happen to create this kind of sound?
It's developed over... It's a natural thing that's just come from within us. We haven't forced it. We haven't tried to... It's a thing we started off, it's in 68. I mean, we started off with a sound, which was said then to be different.
Muted sound.
And it's just developed from there. It's the four same sort of blokes, and it's just an advance on that sound, a progression on what we had then, musical progression, which obviously has come about. We've all improved as musicians, and we've been together, you know, for 11 years.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. Status Quo, or Status Quo, you say potato, I say potato, are one of those bands that, while they were massively successful in the UK and Europe and elsewhere in the world, very famous, they went virtually unnoticed in the United States. They had 22 top 10 hit singles in the UK, and Status Quo have appeared on Top of the Pops 106 times. So they were huge, but in the US, I guess they're best known for their 1968 debut single, Pictures of Matchstick Men, which is not representative at all of the kind of music that they would go on to make, especially in the 70s and 80s. This year, 2015, marks 50 years that Francis Rossi and Rick Parfitt have been working together as Status Quo, or Status Quo. I guess I'll just switch back and forth between the two. The origins of the band goes back to 1962, when they originally formed under the name, believe it or not, The Scorpions. And Francis Rossi and Alan Lancaster were part of that original group. Alan Lancaster would be the bassist in Status Quo all the way up until his final performance with the group when they opened Live Aid in 1985. So Rick Parfitt joins in 65. And then I think they're known as the Spectres. They had gone through a few name changes. They were Traffic at one point, and then Traffic Jam. And the Spectres and they found this sort of psychedelic sound, and they became the status quo in 1968 with the release of that first single, Pictures of Matchstick Men. Now, for my purposes, not going to pay much attention to the psychedelic period of the band. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I am a huge fan of status quo over the course of the 70s into the early 80s. Now, like I said, the band were very well known, still are, really, in the UK, Europe, so this episode, probably more for my US listeners, many of whom, I'm guessing, probably will not know much about status quo or not be very familiar with all of the great, great songs that they wrote and recorded in the 70s, early 80s.
What kind of a future do you predict for this kind of heavy rock? How about your status in the future?
There'll always be a future for heavy rock, as there'll always be a future for rock in general. We can see a direction that we're going in, although we can't see the end.
So that song, Oh Baby, is from Status Quo's 1972 album, Pile Driver, which was the first album on which they really fully embraced the heavy 70s rock sound that they would pursue for the rest of the 70s and most of the 80s. The previous album from 1971, Dog of Two Head, was sort of the transition record between the psychedelic period and the heavy 70s rock sound. But by 1973, the band obviously had it all figured out when they came out with an album called Hello. That was my favorite song from Hello, a song called Blue Eyed Lady. But there was a top 10 hit on the album, a song that went to number 5 on the charts in the UK, a song called Caroline. So Hello came out in 1973. It was a number one record for the band in the UK. 1974, they put out a record called Quo, which went to number 2, had another top 10 single called Break the Rules. Quo is one of their heavier albums, but it's really not one of my favorites. But then, 1975, they come out with another number one album called On the Level, and that is my favorite record by Status Quo. That was a song called Over and Done from On the Level from 1975, which, like I said, that was a number one record. Also included a number one single for the band in the UK called Down Down, which we heard at the opening of the show. And maybe my favorite Status Quo song is on that record, a song called What to Do. The next year, 1976, the band had another number one album in the UK. The record was called Blue For You. It was released in the US as a self-titled album with a different cover. Now, I know I said that On The Level was my favorite Status Quo album and What To Do probably my favorite Status Quo song, but Blue For You just might be my favorite Status Quo album because it's just as great, and this song, the opening song, is definitely a contender for my favorite song by the band. This song should blow your mind if you haven't heard it before. It's called Is There a Better Way? Now, if that song isn't great enough, there's another song on Blue For You that I like just as much or more. And it's much more of just a classic Status Quo boogie rock, up-tempo, great, great fun song called Ring of a Change. In 1976, Status Quo also had a top 10 hit with a single, a cover of the song The Wild Side of Life, Hank Thompson's song, country song from the 50s. It was also covered by Rod Stewart around this same time on his A Night on the Town album. But what's important about that single is that it included a B-side that was only available on the single at the time, killer song called All Through the Night.
The business, Francis, you know, I mean, a lot of people are saying at the moment, me included from time to time, that the business isn't at its most healthy right now. I mean, has it changed? I mean, have you noticed an enormous change since you've been working?
We seem detached a little bit now, because you get out of the thing of being, when you're a club band, or when you're into a club thing, you seem more in touch with it, I think. Mm. This is why when you get a new wave, everyone says, oh, this new wave thing's happening, and everyone hopes it does, you know, because you say it needs more, but I don't know, it's difficult. I think it changes all the time. One can't keep up, really. Mm. One can't.
I must mention you.
Thanks.
Your shirt.
It's Rick.
Oh, yeah, my English shirt.
Get it out.
Got it off Big Kev, didn't I?
Big Kev. Number seven.
Or Little back. Kev, as I am. Yeah. Number seven.
Go on, flash it. Go on, look
at number seven. T-stain on the front.
Terrific.
Which one? Did you get it? Yeah.
So listen,
Rex's microphone.
Because I'm going to surprise you with a piece of film as well in a second. But before we look at that, just plans into the future now. What's happening next?
Oh, we're about to do an album, aren't we?
Mm.
Are we?
Yeah.
We're thinking of doing an album. I suppose a British tour we need to do soon.
Mm.
And then we start sort of Japan, Australia and Europe all over again, you know, to say what's going to happen in the future, apart from basic tours and same as what everybody does. You do an album, you do a tour and you, you go on, see what comes tomorrow. Mm. Might even come back here, you never know, you might ask us again.
He might.
In 1977, Status Quo come out with a record called Rockin' All Over the World, and it's named after their cover of the John Fogerty song from his self-titled debut solo album after the dissolution of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, I've already said that What to Do, my favorite Status Quo song, or maybe Is There a Better Way, maybe Ring of a Change, well, there's a song on Rockin' All Over the World that just might be my favorite. This is another song I absolutely love, a song called Can't Give You More.
I know the same kind.
And as if that song isn't great enough, there's another absolutely killer song on Rockin' All Over the World. This is kind of Status Quo's AOR song, a song called Too Far Gone. In 1978, the band had another album, If You Can't Stand the Heat, went to number 3 on the charts, but definitely one of their weakest albums overall, not great. 1979, they had another album that went to number 3 on the charts, this album called Whatever You Want, much better than If You Can't Stand the Heat. The title track is a great song, and yet again, there's another contender for my favorite song by the band, really killer song called Shady Lady.
When you're never there, sweet darling, I need you but I could not care. You got a long blade.
Status Quo entered the 80s in 1980 with an album called Just Supposin'. One of the worst album covers you'll ever see. A missile is being fired into the sky and someone is diving into the ocean, and they're kind of parallel, the missile and the person diving. It's a really awful album cover. There's some good songs on that record. What You're Proposin', Run to Mummy. 1981, they came up with a record called Never Too Late, another absolutely horrendous album cover that features a giant hand catching a rocket in outer space, something like that. But that's a pretty cool record, Never Too Late. The title track is really good. That record, Never Too Late, went to number 2 on the charts in the UK. Then in 1982, the band had a number 1 album called 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 2, which featured a top 10 single, cool song called Dear John.
Well, we've got a great deal of pack in tonight, so let's start straight away and meet Rick Parfitt and Francis Rossi, who've been playing in the same band since before some of today's stars were even born. 18 years, isn't it, Francis? 18 years?
Not before they were born. We're trying to make us sound old.
Well, you know, there are some very young stars around these days.
Yeah, 18 years that, since we did our first gig together.
Yeah.
But like most people, you've got a guitar or something. Like, all they've got guitars and...
Right, even I've got a guitar.
Crackerjack.
Oh, well, I've heard about you.
I have a guitar. But listen, the thing about the two of you, and really the rest of the band, but especially you two, and you're in today, and I'm not being stupidly flattering, but... You don't seem to age.
What do you mean?
You don't age. I mean, you look exactly the same as you did 15 years ago. Well, all right, 10 years ago.
Well, maybe...
5 years ago.
Well, maybe I do.
5 weeks ago.
Actually, you look about... Yeah, you look the same as if you did... that's good.
10 minutes ago, yeah.
You look about the same as you were 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. But apart from that, it's all right.
I'm losing it a bit. Losing the hair.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think you are. I look just the same. Anyway, listen, how is it that you've kept going for so long? I mean, goodness gracious, 15 years, and you're still at the top.
Well, Francis?
It's something we always wanted to do, I suppose.
Right.
There's a time in say, 69 where where we were in a bit of a bad way.
Mm. Well, you were.
Well, I was in a bit of a bad way. And we could have split up and whatever, but because we got on so...
And we liked one another so very much.
So very much, we love each other.
True.
Who's laughing?
Well, come on, you must do, because, yeah, I mean, no band surely could stay together and stay at the top for so long, you know,
unless
they got on together.
On a serious note, Dickie.
Yes.
Good night.
I call him Dickie. His name's Dick. Do you like it?
Oh, my God.
Is he all right?
There's no dictatorship in the band.
Yes, there is.
You know, it's a four-way thing where everybody has their say, which makes it fairly... You know, it's equal rights all round.
Right.
And I think that's a major... Hello.
A major factor in your success.
Yes, I do, really. Yeah.
In 1983, the band had another top 10 album called Back to Back, with another top 10 single, another really great song called Old Rag Blues.
I've been living low.
So after Back to Back in 1983, the band kind of lost their way for a while. They had a couple of really lame singles, Margarita Time and a cover of The Wanderer. Both, of course, were top 10 hits, but they were not good songs and not representative of the kind of music that Status Quo was known for. Took 3 years between Back to Back and their next record, but in 1986 they came back with a pretty cool album called In the Army Now. But this is really where the story of Status Quo ends for me.
Few groups in the world today that have lasted and had a consistent chart following and a following throughout the world. Well, it's true.
Yeah, I've just got back on my legs. It's all right. Go on.
How have you managed that? How has the group managed to maintain that type of credibility right throughout the changes in music?
I think it's primarily down to the fact that nobody is trying to dictate in the band. You know, there's no sort of set leader to the band, and everybody puts in. They're 100%, you know. So the Status Quo is four people putting off one thing, which is Status Quo. And nobody's trying to sort of predict the way for the band and we must do this, you know. So we don't argue very much and we genuinely get on very well.
Is it because perhaps also that you never wavered from rock and roll, though, that you continue to put rock and roll first over and above anything?
Well, that's all we can do. That's all we know how to do, really, is Status Quo's brand of rock and roll. And we love doing it, and while there's a market and while people still want to see us, we'll carry on doing it.
Yes, but many groups sort of went obviously it was a mistake in some respects, into the more technological thing of going into sort of synthesizers and things like that, whereas you steered clear to them for so long.
Well, we've never conformed to any trends or any ways of dress or whatever that come in, you know. And it's, even more important musically, we never conformed to the current sort of sound. I mean, disco is so big now. And we could do a ding-ding-ding-ding, something like that, you know.
The band were very close around this in the 70s. This is when the best music came around. This was totally original music, totally uninfluenced by other people.
Beyond our wildest dreams. Every record of ours is going top five, top ten, you know, and the albums are going to number one, straight to number one.
I mean, it's just fantastically simple, and it just works. I remember listening to them on the radio, and they came on, and they started those two guitars. And you're driving along, and it's sort of this tension and this anticipation of the... comes in and you, that all's right with the world, you know. So I think, you know, when the bass and drums come in Status Quo songs, I think it's one of the most euphoric experiences you can have if you don't get out much.
Deliberately, they'll just play the same phrase over and over and over and over again to where you think you're going to go mad. And then they'll suddenly explode off into something else.
Down, down is this hairy, horrible, noisy track with this lovely da 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 little sweet melodies and this funny voice.
If the music press had ever had a love affair with Quo, it was certainly over by the beginning of the 80s. According to the papers, they could only play three chords, they were out of touch, and all their records sounded the same.
Of course it hurts, yeah. But, I mean, that's where you've got to draw on all those resources when you've got some prats, you know, writing your crap and your three chords.
We have this thing of trying to intellectualise about it and come elitist about it, and this is hip, this is isn't, this is okay to like, this isn't real music, that is real music. The notes haven't got a clue.
All our records do sound alike. Of course they do, because it's Status Quo. And you know, I'm not trying to get out of a corner here. They're gonna sound like us. Who are we supposed to sound like?
They've always had an image problem, and I think they've never cared much. They just said, look, this is what we do, we're rock and rollers, you know, this is the stuff we blast out.
People don't realise how difficult it is to get hits. And to get hits with heads down, no-nonsense boogie songs that are very, very simple and very catchy on the ear.
Imagine going up to a bloke in Coca-Cola and saying, that's a fantastic drink, you've had a lot of success there. Why don't you change it? You'll be a dickhead all your life.
You see this so often with new bands, that once they've had a few hits and done a couple of tours and perhaps got an LP out, they then want to be taken seriously. So they pay a vast sum of money for some clever American producer to come and spend a couple of months in London producing the next LP, you know, and all their jazz influences or whatever come out and things, and of course people don't want it.
That's what you want from Status Quo. You don't want any flowery nonsense, you want boogie and stuff that sounds all right. And yeah, whatever you want.
And now, to start the 16 hours of Live Aid, would you welcome Status Quo?
Here we go, what a morning, we're hitting the road. Here we
So the band have continued to put out albums. Anka played in 1988, Perfect Remedy in 89, Rock Till You Drop 91, Thirsty Work 94, Don't Stop 96, Under the Influence 99, Famous in the Last Century 2000, Heavy Traffic 2002, The Party Ain't Over Yet in 2005, In Search of the Fourth Chord 2007, Quid Pro Quo 2011, 2013 they came up with the soundtrack to their first action film called Beulah Quo. I have not seen that movie, but apparently it's some sort of an action film starring the band, believe it or not. I haven't really paid much attention to anything they did after In the Army Now. I mean, I've given a listen to this stuff, but there's not a lot that I like about it. So, really, the great status quo stuff is that 10 years between 73 and 83. That's the classic period for the band, in my opinion, and tons of great songs, as you've heard on this episode. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. If you were familiar with Status Quo, you know, then probably not as much. But hopefully, I'm really hoping that a lot of people out there who weren't really familiar with the band or didn't know much about them will have become big fans now after listening to this. And please, if that's the case, let me know. Rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. There's a link to the Facebook page. There's an email address, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. So if you click like on the Facebook page or go to the blog or go to Gmail, you know, there's a lot of ways to get in touch with me, a lot of ways to let me know what you thought of the episode, what you think of the show in general, what you'd like to hear in the future, etc. I love to hear from people, from listeners, so please go click like on the Facebook page if you haven't already so you can keep tabs on what's going on, and, you know, send me an email anytime. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with another song from the band's 1976 album Blue for You, which was released in the United States as a self-titled record with a different cover. This is the very last song on the record, a song called Mystery Song. Until next time.
See that new one.
be back.